You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Friendships should be a source of joy and support. But what happens when they start distracting us from our faith? Whether that's compromising values, prioritizing social life over spiritual growth, or struggling to keep God in the conversation, it's very easy to get caught up in friendships that pull us away from Christ. So we want to talk about how to balance friendships while keeping God at the center of it all. And how do we navigate friendships with people of different faiths, different beliefs, especially when we're talking about balancing our faith and friendship? How do we respect other people's beliefs and the differences that we may have, maybe even within the same faith group, different perspectives on certain subjects? How do we go about doing all of that? Elder Rogers joins us once again for the conversation. My Elder, good morning and welcome back to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning. Hope you are doing well.
Doing well. There's a little bit of noise in the background there. I'm not sure if you can move around or find a quieter place. There's a little bit of noise when you picked up there. Are you well this morning?
Yes, we are thankful.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us once again. Yeah, that sounds much better. Thank you so much for that. All right, so we're talking about balancing our faith and friendship, my Elder. Could you maybe share with us how we can ensure that our friendships align with our faith?
Maybe to ensure that our friendships are aligning with our faith, we really need to cultivate relationships with people who share with our values. Like our friendships should be value driven, and once this is done, you see, we could be in a position maybe where we can encourage each other spiritually and seek for dependency in our friendships, while also striving to be positive and supportive friends ourselves. So this way, maybe we'll need to seek for godly friends, because when you talk of faith and maybe cultivating relationships with people that align with our faith, we really need to seek godly friends. You cannot speak of faith without invoking faith. So at times, as much as we say faith is having that belief of things which we have not seen, but we also need to seek a godly approach. Like, you know, at times we even need to pray. Like when you wake up in the morning, you can pray that God today make me a blessing to someone, and let whoever I will meet be a blessing to me. You see, when you are a blessing to someone and someone is a blessing to you, at the end of the day, you become friends. So it's good to pray for guidance that God regularly can guide our steps, can guide our friendships, and can reveal any relationship that might be unhealthy and unfulfilling, and maybe can hurt our faith. And it's good maybe to be supportive, because you see, Paul tells us that faith without action is dead.
Yeah.
So as much as we need to guard our values, when we are with these friends, it's good to be supportive, a supportive friend. Last time we say the best way of making friends is to become one. So as much as we go out there to look for right people, we must be right ourselves first.
Be the right person, yeah.
And then be the right person maybe to attract the right people. And that means you must share your faith. So when you are sure that your faith is substantive, your faith is something you can share to people, it's good to share. So when you are sharing, you can make friends as you share. And when you are sharing your faith, you are also setting boundaries. You are setting boundaries that whoever is becoming your friend must have known that you believe in something.
Yeah.
And that way, you will be in a position maybe to know who is aligning with your beliefs, who is not, and how you can do, and how you are going to maneuver, how you are going to maneuver on that. It's good also to trust God is leading, because trust that God is ultimately in control of your relationships and that he will lead you to the right people at the right time. You see, the people you met last year may not be the very people you meet this year.
Yeah.
And maybe you could have moved from where you were. And it's good to believe that God can lead you. You know, God is telling Abraham to move out of his native land to go to a foreign land, Abraham believed that God is leading him to people maybe who will not hurt him, people who will not hurt his faith. So when you have that belief that God is leading you to right people at the right time, then you will be in a position to know who is aligning with you. Then lastly, maybe on this segment, it is good to focus on character. Because when you cultivate a strong character that reflects your faith, it demonstrates that love, kindness, and integrity. It will always communicate something, especially to the people who are on the receiving end. Because at the end of the day, character is what is perceived values. Mm. Character is everything. Anyway, someone is character goes beyond even his name. And once people know your character, they will know how they will align with you. And character is always intertwined with our faith.
I like that. And when you were talking about character, I wasn't sure if you meant we must focus on the development of our own character or we must be focused on the character of the people that we seek to be in community with, or is that both? Are you there?
Yes. Sorry.
Yes. So I was asking, whose character exactly are we talking about here that we need to focus on? Is it our own character development, or are we focusing on the character of the people that we want to make friends with or that we are in community with?
The Bible says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Right. You must begin from yourself.
Right.
So when it comes to character development, it must begin from myself. Mm-hmm. Because the only person I can be able to edit, if I may use that term, the only person I have control over is myself.
Right.
I don't have control over someone's character. I don't influence it.
Sure.
So character development is my sole responsibility. I am talking about personal character development, which can have an influence on the frame. Maybe will come on board, but with time.
Right. I get you. And then when you're talking about sharing our faith, how do we share our faith? Is it a matter of, are we trying to convince the other person to believe what we believe? Are we trying to teach them something about our faith? Are we preaching to them? How exactly do we go about sharing our faith? And what is the goal? What's our ultimate goal when we share our faith?
When it comes to friendship, I remember you even mentioned it yesterday that we need not to be sounded to be preachy, when we're cultivating this kind of friendship.
Uh-huh.
So essentially, at the end of the day, on this friendship and the faith and maybe our influences, we need to cultivate that Christ-centered lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Christ-centered lifestyle. Maybe we need to live a Christ-centered life. That way, we need to be a role model. A role model, that is, you let your actions and words reflect your faith. You need not to preach. You just let your actions and what you speak, your words, reflect your faith, mm-hmm. demonstrating that the love and the grace of God is in your interactions. You see, even when you are sharing a meal out there, be it in the wild or in an hotel, and you have met with friends, just by calling them into order to say thank you, God, for the food you've provided, you see you are sharing that faith that you believe in God.
Yeah.
And you are becoming a role model that even if it's maybe an organization that has provided this meal, we need to thank God because of the opportunity to share the meal together. We need to thank God because of the life he has given us. And you see, by so doing, you are sharing your faith, because someone will be like, oh, so there is a being, there is a super being behind this food provision.
Yeah.
When this person may be asked a question, why do you believe in God? Then your faith will come into play. And that way, it means you must be honest and you must be trustworthy, because building strong relationships based on integrity and honesty is so essential and has that spiritual foundation. We must be positive, because that positive influence will also talk about our faith. Initiate deeper conversations. Once somebody has indicated that they need to hear more, maybe about what you're doing, maybe more about you, it's good you share the experiences. Talk about your faith. initiate deeper conversations. Ask your friends about their spiritual lives and encourage them to seek God. It's food also, you can pray for them. Imagine you are in a couple of friends, you are with a couple of friends, and then you are visiting a sick in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you carry some oranges to that hospital bed. Then while you are there, you say, now let us believe and pray for the healing of this person. Even when he's being attended by doctors, let us believe, because God says in the book of Psalms 103, verse 3, that he is the one who heals all diseases and forgives all iniquities. By so doing, by expression that you want to pray for the sick, these people will also realize that even if this person is sick physically, there is a spiritual sickness which you also need to be prayed for. And that is one way of sharing your faith. Without preaching, you will not sound preachy, because it's just a practical approach.
Yeah.
And also, it's good to be a source of comfort and encouragement. When you find your friend maybe is down, is grieved, your friend has suffered some loss, some damage, maybe his properties or something has been damaged, be a source of comfort and encouragement. Offer words of affirmation and encouragement, especially during difficult times. That way, you will not sound preachy, but you could have shared your faith, that maybe if you invoke the name of God, who rewarded Job when Job suffered a loss and he was given double portion of what he had lost, you could have preached to this person without opening a Bible, but by being a source of comfort and encouragement. And then maybe if I can add on this, it's good to forgive and bear with one another. You know, a friend can hurt you, a friend can do something bad to you. But when you stand and forgive this person and do it honestly, at the end of the day, this person or the bystander may come to seek the source of your forgiveness. How could you forgive this person? This is your friend. Your friend has done a lot of damage to your, maybe your reputation.
Yeah.
How could you forgive this person who has done the character assassination? That could have preached about your faith without sounding.
Elder Rogers, are you still there? All right, we've got you back. The sound keeps cutting in and out. Now, as we're coming to the end of our conversation here, how can we navigate through friendships, especially close friendships with non-believers, while still staying true to our values? How do we handle friendships where faith is not a shared priority? Maybe they believe something different, or maybe they are not religious at all, or whatever. Sometimes we make friends at work or at school, or, you know, not in a faith setting, not in a church setting. And so we meet people from different faiths. How do we navigate those friendships?
It's good to acknowledge their beliefs, understand that they have a different worldview, maybe, which will differ from yours, and it's good to respect their right to believe or not to believe in a particular faith. Once you've acknowledged that, you see at times you will avoid judgment. It's good to refrain from judging their beliefs or trying to convert them, maybe, as this can damage their friendship. If your friends and your friendship is not based on your faith, it's good to acknowledge their beliefs and avoid being judgmental. Then focus on your shared values. There could be values which are bringing you together. Instead of focusing on their religious differences, it's good you emphasize the shared values, maybe their interests and experiences that bring you together. Be a good friend. Just be a good friend. Build genuine connections. Listen actively, as we said from the previous episodes. Share your faith. The faith you have, which is differing with theirs. I want to emphasize on this. It's good you share your faith, but do it gently. When you want to share your faith with them, just share your faith, but do it gently. When time feels right, you can share your faith in a respective and non-judgmental way, but avoid making it the primary focus of your conversation. Because if it happens so, you know, you could have lost a friend before sharing your faith. So it's good you prioritize friendship, because at the end of the day, you will win them. You see, there is somewhere Paul says, I became everything in order to win whoever I wanted to win. when he went to the Gentiles, he became like one of them. When he went to the Jews, he became like one of them. So first of all, he became their friends. He identified himself with them. They accepted him. Then afterwards, he was able to share to them. Remember, there's a time he told them about the God, the unknown God, the God they are not known.
Yeah.
So he became a friend, first of all, without judging them. He became a friend without discarding their gods. And then afterwards, he shared about his God to them, and they accepted him.
All right. And then finally, how do Christian friendships act as a witness to others?
Sorry?
How do our Christian friendships act as a witness to others?
You see, a Christian friendship primarily is a lifestyle. It's just a lifestyle you live. And this is the greatest testimony you can bear in the world. They say, many people could have not met with the Bible. Many people could have not opened the Bible. We could be the only sermon to other people just through our lifestyles. So if we lived right, especially to our friends, just having that genuine approach, and we become good friends without even opening the Bible, we witness. We could be the best preachers to our friends and to other bystanders, people who could maybe meet us. So that will become the greatest avenue, the greatest conduit through which we can communicate about God to our friends and to other people. Just maintaining our lifestyle, setting our boundaries, and becoming honest always and loyal as the Bible guides and the Spirit will guide us.
Mm. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, my elder, for coming through one more time. And we have one more session tomorrow where we'll be concluding the subject of maintaining healthy Christian friendships. And so I look forward to that one. Thank you so much for your time today. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.